Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. You know, I wasn't planning to record this right now, but I just had a glass of wine and something about the quiet evening tonight felt like it was the right moment. So here we are. Let's talk about solitude, loneliness, and how I learned to like my own company. We've all read those headlines. Loneliness is the new health crisis, is the new smoking. And sometimes I think, oh my God, I try to live such a healthy life with a glass of wine occasionally. But in general, I don't smoke, I exercise, I eat healthy, such a healthy life. And in the end, I'm going to die from some disease induced by being alone. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die soon. Every time I see those articles, and sometimes they pop up, and I freak out. But then I did some further investigations. I was like, oh my God, so am I not living the life that I'm supposed to be living to be healthy? And then I realized that solitude and loneliness aren't the same. They're completely different things. So loneliness is not something that you're seeking. Loneliness is that you are alone without company and you cannot call anybody if you need to. And solitude is something that you seek. So it's like silence and emptiness, that they aren't the same. So solitude is actually a good thing if you look for it. And I love being in solitude. Not all the time, but most of the times. In my 20s, I was always surrounded by people. I was a party animal. There's a car beeping there. Sorry about any background noises. The advantage of recording in the morning is that you don't have any noises at all. And I live in a very quiet neighborhood, but it's just not adding up. So hopefully that's going to be edited out. So in my 20s, I was always surrounded by people. I was always around people. I was a party animal. I was always going to parties. I was always doing activities with people. It felt like something that you did. It felt natural and it made sense at the time. And I wasn't running from myself. I wasn't with people because I wanted to run from myself. I just didn't know the peace of being alone yet. So after my sailing from Vanuatu to Australia, maybe about 4 months after that, I decided to cycle from Sydney into Australia's outback for about 3 months. So I just decided that I thought it would be a wonderful idea. And I thought that I would have the time of my life, that I would meet a lot of people. I expected connection, adventure. But then when I left Sydney, I felt really lonely. I was on that big road. I still remember that time. I still have the video somewhere. I recorded myself crying by the side of the road and saying, why did I do this? Why did I leave my comfortable life in Sydney where I was surrounded with friends? I was surrounded with activities. Why did I leave that rich life to actually camp in the middle of nowhere and be alone in the middle of nowhere? What an awful choice I made. Why did I do this? Just to grow, maybe, but it wasn't worth it. So I had my first taste of camping in isolation. I felt the discomfort of just being completely alone in the middle of nowhere. It was maybe windy, it was maybe rainy, it was maybe cold. I felt the fear that somebody would discover me, or being alone, really. It didn't really feel comfortable. It felt like it was an experience that I wanted to share with someone. And then, over time, during that trip through Australia as well, solitude became grounding. Solitude became who I was. And while I was being with people, I was still being myself, but I was maybe not connecting with myself as much as I did in solitude. And after the pandemic, that feeling was even reinforced. I found all the stillness I needed in myself, in solitude, and I stopped needing noise or company to feel valid. That discomfort that I initially felt by the side of the road in Australia became peace, and that became power, that by myself, I was enough. And although sometimes I would seek company of people, even right now, I didn't need it. I didn't need that external validation that I was wholesome being by myself. And I get all that stuff that we are social animals and we need company. Yes, we do, but sometimes we also don't, and that's okay. And even if we don't need company and we realize that we are most of the time okay by ourselves, then this is not going to be something that is super bad for our health. This is not going to be the new smoking. So currently at work, I talk to hundreds of people every day. And what I'm noticing as time passes by, that I actually don't recharge by that. Although I laugh with absolutely everyone, I know their names, I know their stories, we talk and talk and talk, and it's amazing. However, I do recharge being by myself. I realize that I need to focus my life onto a bit more solitude maybe in the future, because this is what I truly am. And again, the solitude isn't about pushing people away. It's actually about filling your own well. So it's not something selfish. It's actually self-supporting. And if it works for you, don't feel bad about that. I'm actually trying to work on that myself, and I'm trying not to feel bad about feeling that I need that solitude, because that's who I truly am. And I realize that I'm not lonely. I'm just preserving my energy. So I wanted to leave you with a little reflection, maybe with a little question. What's your relationship with being alone right now? Do you feel okay being alone, or do you feel like you constantly need some validation or somebody by your side? And do you see solitude as a gift or as a punishment? Feel free to message me, comment on my podcast post. If this resonated with you and you want to talk about your money journey, I'm opening a few free coaching spots. So just message me on Instagram, One Step Wealthier, or email onestepwealthier@gmail.com. No pressure, just a chat. I will speak to you in the next episode, and I hope that you have a great day. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.